You are listening to Animal Soul Wisdom Radio, tapping into wisdom of our animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso. Tune in monthly to learn how you can better understand your animals and deepen your relationship. This hit show calls attention to the many roles animals play in our lives. Through stories and insights, Darcy shares how animals assist us in raising our consciousness and fulfilling our soul's purpose. These busy healers help us with transitions and challenges, love us, and want us to have more joy in our lives. Are you ready to see yourself through your animal's eyes? Learn how they're helping you and walk through life with more ease and grace? Working with ancient healing practices, Darcy can guide you and provide inspiration to move forward. To learn more, go to darcypariso.com.
Oh, hello, everyone. I'm Darcy Pariso, and this is Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm here in Seattle every second Thursday of the month on the Dr. Pat Show on KKNW and Transformation Talk. I'm also back on the fourth Thursday on Transformation Talk Radio. So for those times and the dates, you can go to my website, and that's darcypariso.com. And Pariso is Paris with an O. And you can also check out my Facebook page. It's Angels and Animals. And I think you'll also find some interesting animal stories. So that is enough about me for the moment. I know that you're excited. We have Robin Alexis joining us today. And for those of you that know Robin, you know that this is going to be a special show and you're in for a treat. So see, she's already giggling.
Hi, everybody. Thank you, Darcy, for having me on your show. It's such a treat to be here with you.
It's really our pleasure. It's my pleasure. I can introduce you, or would you like to say some things about yourself?
Well, yes, actually, I'm extremely excited. We launched a new show format after 14 years of being on the air. We switched our format on September 4th to, it's now called Mystic Radio, for past lives, people, and pets. And it's being co-hosted with Dr. Nels, who is a pet expert who does remote healing for pets all over the world. I have some testimonials of people who called into the show that have had miraculous healings of their pets. So if you want me to give one of those now or later on, that would be very cool to share with your audience, because it's really neat what Dr. Nels is able to do to help pets. And of course, Darcy and I love talking about past lives, not only for ourselves and our animals. It's just such a breadth and treasure of information for us all. You can learn more about that show and my work at robinalexis.com.
Yeah, and Robin, why don't you go ahead and share that testimonial? You know, we might be getting busy with callers and different things, so let's do it right now.
Oh, thank you. Well, on the first show on September 4th, a woman by the name of Cassandra Carroll called into the show. Now, for those of you who don't know Cassandra, she's a tribute artist for Marilyn Monroe, and she also collaborates with Mystic Radio for, it's called The Legacy of Marilyn Monroe, and we do fundraisers to help the veterans and the veterans' families and pets in the veterans' families. So it's something that we all enjoy doing together. And at some point, we can talk about that more if we have time. But the point I want to bring up right now is she called into the show and she said her little dog, Akara, had been diagnosed by the veterinarian in Los Angeles as having a life-threatening heart disorder. They had suggested doing some sort of experimental surgery on Akara's heart to keep her going. And Cassandra said, well, let me talk to Dr. Nels. So she called up on the show, and Dr. Nels did a live on-air, like, five-minute healing on her little dog, Akara. And Cassandra took Akara back to the veterinarian in Los Angeles, and the veterinarian was like, what has happened? There's nothing wrong with your dog's heart. We're even going to take her off the medicine she was on. And so Cassandra told the doctor in Los Angeles about Dr. Nels, and he was just blown away. So anybody who's listening, if you have an animal that has any type of an issue, you might want to call in and have Dr. Nels see if he can help your pet too. And our show is on Wednesdays at noon Pacific on KKNW, And again, it's called Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People, and Pets. Dr. Nels is the co-host with us, and he offers these pet healings to any animal anywhere in the world. So if you have an animal with a health issue, you may be able to create a miraculous outcome for your pet too. So visit robinalexis.com for more information on that show. But think about little Akara, and let's be all happy for our little Akara's heart's okay.
Yeah. That's a wonderful testimonial. And I can add my own. I've worked with Dr. Nels for several years, many years, with my King Charles Spaniel, and then he crossed over. And now I have an older dog, Kobe. And we do pretty much like monthly attunements. And I know that it's extended her life, because there were times where she could hardly walk, and acupuncture helped, different things helped, medications, Reiki, everything helped. But working with Dr. Nels, it just puts her into alignment, and she's got a, you know, little kick in her step, and she's able to walk, and she wanted to stay a little longer. So he has enabled her. He's given her that gift, and it's a gift to me more than even her. It really is. So I can't say enough about Dr. Nels and you.
Oh, thank you. And really, we feel the same about your gifts. I have used you as a medium for my own daughter who crossed over, and I've never had a medium be able to help me communicate with my daughter before. And of course, you're the pet communicator that we use for our pets too. So it's a mutual admiration here between Darcy and Dr. Nels and myself. So I hope everybody listening takes advantage of the skill set that we have to be of service to you all.
Yes. And on that note, I'm going to give you the call-in number. It's 1-800-930-2819. That's 930-2819. And we are live and we're taking your calls, both human and animals. And I believe, did we have a caller on hold?
Yes, we have Lisa from Santa Barbara.
Okay, let's take Lisa on now. Let's not make her wait. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi. Hi, I was calling in for Robin, and I want to say, too, that she's helped me quite a bit in the past year or so, and I do recommend her highly to anyone that would like a really good healing, really good reading. But just in the last 48 hours, I wanted to see if maybe you both could help. My cat has been with me nonstop. It's been kind of a tough 48 hours, and I just want to see if Robin can look at anything that might still need some clearing. I'm feeling better, but and maybe some clarity about what's going on. Thank you.
Okay, so Lisa, I do see some things going on with you, but I want to clarify, did you just say that your cat has been with you nonstop?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so I am going to ask Darcy to speak to the cat, and I'll go to her in a minute to hear what the cat has to say. But in terms of you, my feeling is that some very dark extraterrestrial has hosted in your field. And yeah. Okay, so that's resonating to you.
Yeah.
All right. So let's just step back here and scan the situation and see if this thing, maybe somehow it intended to come in and communicate with you, and I'm hearing that's not the case. It actually came in to take you out, but you were able to stop it enough, but here you are in this situation. So I'm going to ask for Archangel Michael and Ashtar to come in and perhaps remove this thing from you and encapsulate it. And then maybe we can talk to this being and see if there's any way to negotiate with it so that it doesn't go wonking some other human. And I'm seeing it starting to, okay, so this is what I'm getting, Lisa. It didn't only host in you. It feels like it hosted in you and then it's kind of energy tentacles went out to others in a particular soul collective who you work with to try to up-level humanity. And so this thing, it not only was going to try to take you out, it was going to try to take out some other humans as well. Does that resonate to you, Lisa?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So as we're getting some clarity that you were taking on this job, if you will, to not only protect yourself, but others, like a mother bear here. Are you feeling at all that we're having any success in removing it from you and removing it from that soul collective that it is accessing? Are you feeling a shift at all?
A little.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting too. It's very, very little. Yeah. So while you and I are dealing with that, let's do that quietly. And then now let's call in Darcy to talk to your cat to see if your cat can give us any insight on how to remove this thing from you.
Okay. And what is your cat's name?
Milo.
Milo?
He's a kind of a golden tabby.
Okay. Because when you first mentioned him, I felt what I heard was like warrior cat. He's playing the role of a warrior cat, and I see him holding a shield, a large shield, and trying to, my hair just swayed, to like push things away. But I also feel like not only is he giving some pushback, he's also contributing to the energy and letting some of that flow out and through. And so I feel that this would actually be worse, that he is really doing his darndest to help you. And he is trying to protect you the best he can. He's taking some of this in, but he's actually able to push some away. So he's doing like multi-purpose. He is calling in his helpers too. He has, he says, I've got friends on the other side. He's calling.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Darcy.
Yeah, no, he says he's calling his helpers. I saw another cat that he was calling in, but then I saw like a whole array of his helpers, and he's holding the space, and it's almost like a tunnel, like from himself and you, like kind of going up. He's holding the space, and when I ask him what he can tell us about this, he says that it's revisited. This is not the first time it's been here. That it's been like hovering around, and it's integrated somewhat into you, and it's like it's been in pieces. Like it's been a little here and then another time a little there, and you can push it away, but then it's a little more, and it feels like he's calling it like smatterings, like a smatter of energy. And there's some of these, and that it's built this momentum, and he's able to like push these pieces kind of out, or this energy he's showing me, he's able to push some of it away so that it's not as intense as it could be. He says that I'm sure it's not intentional, but it's like you've played with the dark side, not intentionally, of course, but this has been a kind of a up and down thing. And now it's just really hit you. It feels like you have done some spiritual work or some growth or evolving, and you've become a bigger target. It's like this.
Yeah, that feels right. Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like this group is working together to make, you know, the earth and humanity a better place. And as you step up and step out, you have called attention to yourself, so to speak.
Yeah.
And so he's having to do more work. He's doing all that he can, and he's got helpers, and he's really grateful you called today. And you've got Robin on board also.
Darcy, are you feeling that the other people who are in the soul collective that are collaborating with Lisa, that their pets are also working with Milo? So it's like this bigger thing of humans and pets just fighting off this thing and this darker energy, or is it just Milo and Lisa?
Oh, no. No, he's saying absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like we go or you go. It's almost like like they're glued together, birds of a feather. He's laughing about that. He's got a sense of humor.
Well, then since that we can create spaciousness to understand that this bigger situation is going on, we can also create the place where we know that there's already an antidote in the universes or the multi-universes to deal with a situation. And even if we need to access the future memory where the situation has already been nullified and the recalibration of the energy in the higher octave is available, let's bring that energy from the future into the presence of now. There we go. Can you feel the energy shifting, Lisa?
Yeah, I can.
Yes. Okay. So we're shifting as Milo is giving us more information through Darcy, we're able to see the bigger picture, step back and create the spaciousness to allow for the healing to come through. Yeah, you're actually looking much better to me, Lisa, especially around your navel area. It looks like you're clearing out, and I can feel some assistance coming in from the multi-universes to assist in this situation. Now, we're clearly seeing a lot of activity playing out on Earth. You know, we see it personally, we see it politically, and we're seeing it with the potential issue of nuclear activity between India and Pakistan. And it's not in the news all that much, but I feel like that's a big chunk of what this particular issue is and is being healed and addressed through what's happening with you, Lisa. Does that resonate at all to you?
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of parallels between my personal evolution and situation and the whole, our own U.S. political Trump and okay. the whole, you know, politics around mm-hmm. that has been very, very similar to what I'm trying to emerge out of. And yeah, very, a lot of parallels there.
So as we create more spaciousness with understanding that, we also create for the spaciousness of the antidote to come in. And let us all remember that as one is blessed, all is blessed. And so we thank you, Lisa, for bringing this to our attention and allowing us to bless you in your healing, that we all may receive this blessing. Thank you so much for your call.
And Lisa, can you hang on? Lisa, can you hang on for 1 minute?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
You know, Milo, it's funny because Milo was showing me, like, as Robin was talking about how this was being, you know, helped and curbed and released, Milo was showing me an image of Harry Potter with the wand, the magical wand, and uh-huh. and that how this was, this is what the animals are doing. And he wants to bring up the fact that the animals that are with us now at this time in the earth are working specifically with these types of things. And it almost feels like they have a, now he's telling me it's kind of a counterintelligence, and that there are things going on behind the scenes that we mostly don't have to concern ourselves with because they are taking care of these things. And he's really grateful that you brought this up to address this for yourself and for others, but to have Robin bring this awareness to what's happening and who they are and how they're helping us. You know, these are really highly evolved souls, healers.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm. We're so lucky.
You. I'm so grateful to talk about it on the air too, because maybe other people that might be experiencing a lot of what's going on right now that hope they call in and get your help. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you. Very powerful surrogate healing.
Yes, thank you for calling.
Thanks. And thank you, Milo. Thank you all.
Wow, Robin, you just jumped right in. But that's what the show is about. And we're happy to host any more callers. And in fact, I have a new friend that mentioned that she'd love to hear from her dog. So Lale, if you are listening today, call in. The number is 800-930-2819. I'm not sure what the situation is, but it feels like it could be, you know, very beneficial to make that call.
And do we have other callers? Is Navin taking other callers for us?
We do. We have Jackie from Kenmore, and she's calling about her cat.
Oh, great. Okay, Jackie.
Hi. I love your show, you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Darcy and Robin. I adopted a little kitten back in June. His name's Charlie. And the first vet appointment that I took him to, they said that he tested positive for feline leukemia. And I realized that that's not a death sentence, but I just had him retested yesterday, and I don't know the outcome of that because a lot of times when they test them early on, they test false positive. So I was just wondering if you could give me some information about him. He feels like he might have been a cat that I'd had in some time ago, reincarnated. And so I was just curious what you could tell me about him.
Okay, this is your kitten, Charlie. You know, when you first were speaking, yeah. I had Dr. Nels popped into my head, and I wondered what Dr. Nels might be able to do with this feline leukemia. If this is something that could be minimized or something that could be eradicated. I just, I'm not sure if he's worked with that or not, but that would be interesting to know. So you're asking about Charlie's past? Oh, he's showing me a circle. What goes around comes around, the ever-evolving circle of life. Yes, he's certainly been with you before, and not just once, but multiple times. He's showing me being a little mouse, too. But anyway, I just saw this little mouse pop in. Kind of an oxymoron, isn't it? And so you wanted to know how he's feeling, or just about his past, anything that he wants to share? Is that correct?
Anything he wants to share. He's very unusual. He's got personality. I've had cats with personality before, but his is a little different.
Yeah. He feels like, I've got personality. He almost feels like the cat that you see in a commercial with the top hat and the little cane. He feels like he can be quite entertaining. And he also can be, he's showing me like these multiple personalities. He can be stoic also. He can be stoic and entertaining and funny, lightening you up. But he also is coming for a very purposeful time. And are you a healer, or do you do any kind of healing, Jackie?
I'm getting involved in it. I just finished. I'm a Reiki master, and I'm fascinated with it and trying to learn more, as much about it as I can. So,
because he's showing me that you're doing healing, and that this is a pivotal time to help work together. He's going to be working with you and helping you. Not only will you learn from him, but I feel that you'll get messages as you're doing Reiki. You're going to start working with him and hearing and knowing what he wants and understanding. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if you become an animal communicator, and if not by professionally, that it'll be part of your work, because he's bringing a lot to the table. He's saying that you've done this so many times. I see you sitting around a campfire as a Native American woman and communicating with all life, wolves and the different ravens and crows, and this is very natural for you. So that's a big reason he's here, to help with energy healing, to help with you stepping into a bigger purpose and serving the greater good. He's calling it the divine good. Yeah, he's got a lot to share.
Wow, that's interesting, because that's kind of the feeling I've had with him. And you're right. I almost can read his mind sometimes. And so that's pretty much why I called, because I was just curious what was different. I knew something was different with him. So thank you.
You know, I have to add too, Jackie, that if you get a journal and start writing all these things down, because they'll come through you and they'll come quickly, and you might think that you'll remember, but you know, not always. Because I feel that you very much could write a book specifically about him. You know, it could be just a little book about all the lives you've had with him. And it will help open people's awareness and be very healing for them with their own animals.
Oh, that's interesting. I appreciate that. Do you teach classes in animal communication? I think you do.
I do, and I don't have anything booked right now, but I am going to be putting up some videos online with some video tips about animals and maybe things that I am often asked. And then I'll be starting classes also. So just keep checking out my website from time to time, or listening in. It's darcypariso.com with Paris with an O, or listen into the show, Animal Soul Wisdom, and I'll be announcing when that's ready.
Okay, awesome. I'm going to check into that, because that's kind of what I've been feeling. And it's just, you just verified stuff that I knew. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And Robin, did you want to add anything?
Yes, I would. Thank you for asking. I was observing two things. One is Charlie says that he's embodied, not just absorbed, but embodied a particular health issue so that you could study it and learn how to heal it. And then eventually he won't absorb that frequency anymore, and he'll just be able to observe things with you instead of absorbing them. But he's gotten your attention this way, but eventually you two will be working differently. The other thing is, Jackie, is you could have soul retrievals right now of your previous incarnations, where you were adept at the same type of skill set that you would be using now and into the future. So you can call upon your own higher self to go with the overlighting diva of your Akashic records,
and go into the karmic boardroom for yourself and ask for you to be able to receive the treasure of your own soul's wisdom of having already known how to do this, and ask for that wisdom to be brought back into you. Now, the memory of that will come in and be stored in your amygdala in the back of your head. The original intention of the amygdala in the medulla oblongata back in the part of our brain was to store the soul's wisdom, not to be pummeled with the soul's wounds of how it learned, but rather just to have the soul's wisdom. So, and you may not initially feel the difference. I can actually feel you're already doing this. Actually, are you feeling anything as you're starting to experience this shifting in yourself?
My whole body's tingling, and it's unbelievable. Yes. That's
okay.
Crazy,
so,
but it's fun.
Well, this is how easy it is when we're willing to be open to the memory, the treasure of our own soul's wisdom from our past lives. We can, with our own will and desire and intention, invoke that treasure to come back up into us. It's like having a winning lottery ticket and cashing it in. But it's our own knowing. And there you go. I can feel you settling down with that. So I'd continue to study this path. I still would call in and talk to Dr. Nels to see also what you could learn. My feeling is that you've worked with Dr. Nels in past lives with animals. And so it might be very interesting for you to kind of jar your memory with studying with Darcy and picking up some tips with Dr. Nels. So you can learn more about our show, Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People, and Pets. It's Wednesdays at noon on KKNW. Visit robinalexis.com and you can listen to the shows and get some more information to launch you into getting the support you need to be of service to others. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, and I love your show too. So awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, I love when we work together this way and we can bring in, you know, multiple things, and that was great.
It is fun.
Yeah, it really is. You know, we have, we skipped our first break, but I think we're going to go ahead and take a break now. And
okay.
We, again, encourage anybody that's listening to call in now. That number is 1-800-930-2819. And we'll be back soon. This is Darcy Pariso with Robin Alexis on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio.
Wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Discover the creative genius within on Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in for a conversation that'll inspire, motivate, and empower you to share your inner vision with the world. Make the deep connection between art and spirituality to take your artistic expression beyond anything you dream possible. Say yes to fear. Say yes to the creative genius within. For more information about Creative Voice Radio and working with Gwen, visit GwenFox.com.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Today, our very special guest is Robin Alexis of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, and we are here taking your calls. I'm going to give that number out one more time. We're about halfway into the show. It's 1-800-930-2819. And so I understand that we have Jennifer on the line.
Hello, Jennifer. Welcome to Animal Soul Wisdom.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. How can Robin and I help you?
So one of my kitties, he gets anxious quite a bit. And I think maybe there was some separation anxiety. We were apart for about 6 months after I dissolved a relationship. And he just is expressing, you know, anxious. Quite a bit. And he's a little overweight.
Okay. And how old is your cat?
He is 10.
He's 10. And I'm sorry, did you say his name?
Cleveland.
Oh, okay. Oh, Cleveland. Okay.
Yeah.
I saw that look kind of over his shoulder, like, oh, me.
Yeah, he's the sweetest little creature. Well, he's not so little. He's quite big.
Yeah, he is. I almost want to start. Robin, could you clear him very quickly? I think that.
Yeah, let's start. I was feeling that he needed a clearing. He also needs a soul retrieval. He's disassociated. You know how we as humans can have trauma and get disassociated and we'll stay at different ages and timelines and we don't move into the presence of now. I feel like that happened to him. And when that happened to him, any of us, we become vulnerable to psychic attack. And so there's some energy in him as a result of that. So we'll clear the energy and then do a soul retrieval of him.
Wonderful.
So let's call in Archangel Michael. And let's call in Kuan Yin is actually coming in, the goddess Kuan Yin. And we have St. Francis here coming in to help hold energy for him. And then there's a beautiful, soft pink light and white light coming in. I see a little bit of violet colored light coming in. And I'm seeing something come in almost like a mouse catcher in the inner plane. It's got like some sort of an instrument and it's trying to catch this thing. And what it does is it jumps from one disassociated frequency to the other in him. That's why it's a little erratic and difficult to catch. So let's bring in a more sophisticated equipment or being to just sort of suck this thing out of him and then encapsulate it up. That actually ended up being Archangel Gabriel coming in. And Archangel Gabriel is saying that this isn't the first lifetime that this cat has been traumatized and then disassociated and then had entities get into him. So in order to actually help him, we have to heal him of this reaction formation that he has, this karmic pattern in him from not only this lifetime, but other lifetimes as well. We're going back into lifetimes when very early on, when women used to be the ones who would create the ale. You know, they would go to market and they would have been the ones that created the ale. And they used to wear the black hats so that the people would know, okay, if you want to buy the beer, it's over here. And they would also have cats, because the cats would eat the mice that were getting into the herbs and into the things that they were, you know, working with to create the ale. And so back in the early days, when the Christians decided to blame it on the women who were creating the ale for the men's bad behavior, for getting too drunk and acting inappropriately, they had abused the women and the cats. That's how far back we're going to give a healing to Cleveland. So I don't know if you can feel this at all in your own body, Jennifer. Are you feeling this at all?
I'm not sure I am, but he sure is purring, and my other kitty is with me too.
Okay, so maybe that one was also going back in time and healing this whole kind of perspective that created the issues around so many stories that we're still having. There we go. The energy's getting stronger and clearing. Mm. And he's coming up through time, and now he's starting to look better to me. And as I continue to work with this healing and these visuals, I'm hearing to go to Darcy to see if she wants to pick up here as I continue to work quietly with the situation.
Okay. It's funny, because when you right before you said that you feel his energy going up, I saw this anchor and it just fell off. His anger was in his energy and his body and energy both. And it just went boom. And it just like dropped. And he just looked like he feels so grateful. He feels really grateful. Can you imagine walking around feeling like you have this growth or this heavy thing in your body? And it feels like it really is like weighing him down in all areas. And the anxiety he was feeling was, he's saying it felt creepy crawly. It felt creepy crawly in him. And I feel really bad for him, because that is as he's showing it feels really uncomfortable. And that was causing the anxiety. And he was asking for help. So he's so, so appreciative. Mm. So Cleveland, my 10-year-old Cleveland, he feels so much better. He feels that his body has moved to a new norm, which is where it should be, but I feel like it's continuing to rise, that it's beyond what is norm, that what Robin is doing is bringing him to a higher vibration that actually is making him feel like part of a life source or light source. He's in a higher vibration and it feels really, really good. And he's telling me he feels like he's laying at the beach with an umbrella in the sand. And he's got he's showing me an image of, like some swim trunks and was leg crossed. I don't know if you have some sort of cards or pictures and he's seen this, but this is the image he has. He wants you to know that as he sheds this, and he's showing me like things falling off, you know, like whoosh, 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 falling off. As he sheds this, he asks that you too, that you can kind of merge or join in with this kind of higher frequency and let go of things that are holding you back too. And he's asking you to go into your heart. It feels like you have some desires in your heart that they're thoughts or considerations, but he's like, do it. So does that resonate with you, Jennifer?
It really does. And he's showing me his belly now and he loves it being rough. Yeah.
He wants to help you. He says, you know, he said like you were walking across the footbridge across this beautiful stream, but you stalled, you know, And he says, together you can fly, you can jump over that bridge and get to the other side. And that's what he wants to do. And now he's like really excited because he can help you. He shows me his paws, his front paws on your back, you know, giving you a little shove.
I love it. Yes.
Yeah. He says you're so much more than you know. You're so much more than you see. And he sees your beauty and your gifts and I don't know what he's saying, something talents. I'm biased, but anyway, these ever expanding talents. And he wants you to do it. That's all he says. Just keep doing it. He appreciates that you talk to him. He says, keep talking to me. Keep talking to me, because He's reading your energy. He's reading your mind, your thoughts. He knows everything about you, and he can see things that you don't. But as you define those, there's more energy building up, and they're coming closer to you. And he can also kind of tweak your thoughts to be a little higher vibrating,
mm-hmm.
and to help you get closer. Are you also considering healing of some type? It was a little different
than that. I am. I'm actually taking my first Reiki class at the end of the month.
Okay, because it felt like there's healing for you, and there's something a little different about how you're doing it. You're doing Reiki, but Reiki is going to open the doors to so many more things, and there's going to be just offshoots, and it'll be might be a little hard for you to focus in and say, boy, I love all these things, they're all interesting, but Cleveland's going to say, just pick one.
That's very helpful, because yes, I tend to be interested in all sorts of modalities, but see, bringing them all together some way is being of service to others. So
the thing is, Reiki can help you to select what is best for you, and where you don't have to do anything. You can just see yourself, you know, asking for whatever's in the best and highest good and stepping aside and allowing it to come to you. Because I think you're going to be surprised. You're going to focus on a couple of things you're drawn to. But I think the thing that actually is going to come in, at least one of the things, is going to be something that you hadn't really considered.
Mm.
So that's the beauty of any healing energy.
Gotcha. Wonderful. Well, everyone here is happy. I think I'm purring too.
Oh, good. May I contribute one more thing here?
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Cleveland is saying this was his sole mission and sole purpose, that he wanted to heal this for himself and others. You know, from this whole multiple lifetime of getting it wrong, he wanted to get it right. And so he's very excited to be sharing this as a surrogate healing experience for himself and others. And he's also remarked that it's October, it's Halloween, where we now see the witches, you know, at Halloween, which initially those were the females who were the master herbologists, and then they got shamed into being labeled witches. And, you know, we joke around about that at Halloween, but really it's a disrespect to the master alchemist women of the day. And so, you know, let's just honor that shape-shifting reality and give ourselves permission to rejoice in who we are and what we came here to do. So thank you in Cleveland very much for the call.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Okay. So do we have anyone else on the line?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
So now's the time to call.
Okay. I better give that phone number out one more time. It is 1-800-930-2819. And we have time for probably a couple more calls. So if you're hesitating, you have to act now. In the meantime, Robin, you mentioned that you had a couple of issues that you wanted to maybe...
Yes, I have a very dear friend, Suzanne, whose cat Genevieve passed away a couple weeks ago. The cat was 19. And Suzanne could not call into the show today, but she asked if you could communicate to Genevieve that we could give her whatever messages Genevieve has for Suzanne.
Okay. So I'm getting into her energy a little bit, and she's showing me an image of wings on her shoulders. Like, she's showing me that she can take any form, and I think she saw this on a card or something, but she's this cat with these angel wings, and that's how she feels. And she says that, so Suzanne is her person?
Yes.
She says that she's with Suzanne all the time, and that in the evenings they're working together, in the nighttime they're working together, but she's around Suzanne quite a bit, or she's like always, that she hasn't really... She's showing me her energy stream, and some of it is staying with Suzanne, and she's going to stay with her for a while. Suzanne has some steps in front of her that she's going to help her with. It feels like she left at sort of a pivotal time, and she's saying that in kind of a, with a dual meaning, it feels like, that there's things ahead that she's going to help her with, but she helped her get to the place that she is. It feels like Suzanne's thinking about doing some new things or some different things. New things are coming in. And it is perfect that Genevieve is passed over because of the work they're going to do together. And she's showing me writing, that there's going to be some writing involved. And it feels like there's something prescriptive or prescriptions about it, like a setting a new path is mm-hmm. the prescriptions. This is what you do first and next. And it has to do with some clearing also. Genevieve is saying that like this is something that they have done while she's here. You know, when she was here, that they were doing some of this work. It's going to continue in a bigger way. She's showing me that going in and out of a cat door and laying on her bed and laying in the sun and befriending a mouse outside, looking at the window and having outdoor and indoor friends.
Mm.
I'm asking her why she's showing me this. What's significant about this? Why is she bringing this up? And she said that she's been multi-species, that she's been all things, and that she recognizes all life. And that is something that Suzanne also does. And that, that has something to do with this work she's doing ahead and something about her writing, her journaling. But it feels like she's putting something out there, almost like she's going to be submitting a paper or an article on some of her insights and work.
That's exciting.
Yeah. What does Suzanne do for... Does she do any kind of healing or writing?
Suzanne is a healer. I don't know that she's a writer, but I do know that she has studied some healing arts and she's very adept at angel communication.
Because I see her moving her hands and I know she's going to do more. And also the thing about Genevieve leaving now is she's saying it's important because she can help her. She's going to bump things up. I really think Suzanne's going to be changing her focus somewhat, including, you know, what she's doing now, but adding to it and expanding upon it. And it has more to do. There's things that she needs to speak about or write about. There's messages that she has, stories that are inside her, stories that are already there that are simply going to be activated. And Genevieve's going to help her with that. Like it's like she's pushing the easy button. It's that easy for her. She doesn't have to go out and find it. It's there. It's easy.
Wow, that's so interesting. You know, because Suzanne is a dear friend of mine, it's hard for me to do the reading. So I'm not picking up anything on Genevieve and Suzanne's situation. So it's so helpful to have you tune into it. And I look forward to being able to share this with Suzanne. So thank you very, very much.
And oh, you're welcome.
If we don't have another caller and if we do have enough time, we're having some difficulty with our cat, Izzy. But do we have other callers?
We do. We actually have two more callers. So I don't know if you want to make them back to back real quick or just stick with one for now.
Well, what do you think, Robin? Should we try both?
Let's try both.
Okay, so the first caller will be Kathleen, and it's about her 15-year-old cat.
Welcome, Hello?
Kathleen.
Hello?
Hi, Kathleen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi. I'm so glad to have gotten in. I have a 15-year-old female cat named Fiona. She's just beautiful, and she's been peeing in my bed lately. She did it about 6 months ago for a period of time, and then she stopped, and now she's doing it again.
Yeah, so what is the message that you're not picking up? That's what she's saying. There's a message. I'm angry. And so what is she trying to tell you? It feels like you're not listening. You're not listening. And I feel her paw like tapping you on the head. Hey, you're not paying attention to me. I'm trying to get through to you. So let's see what she has to say. She's showing me like you're in this circle, like you're doing the same kinds of things. You're doing the same old, and you need to step out of it. And I feel that you know this and that you have been sort of encouraged or urged to step forward, encouraged and urged to make some changes, but you're not feeling so comfortable to do these. It feels like if you take one step, there's going to be more that will come. And the first step you can, you know, it's okay, but the ones further down the line, you're not sure how that's going to happen. And so it's easier at this time to think about it, debate about it.
Huh.
So you have something in your life that needs to change, or this is from her perspective. Maybe you don't see it that way.
Well, my son, my adult son is living with me right now, and he's going through a lot of depression. And the father just died last month. And I'm wondering if she's picking up on him.
Yeah, so he's living with you, and are you, she wants you to like embrace the changes in a new way, like to support him in a new way.
And I'm trying. Yes, I mean, we've got some counselors, and we're looking for help for him, mental health. So that's the only thing I could think would be changing her, because when she was doing it 6 months ago, there it was a problem with him as well, now that I think about it.
Yeah. What did she just show me? She was showing me that. Did I lose that already? She was showing me that it's about how you are being with him, and he's responding back, and it's changing the relationship, but it's taking care of you. It's that you're giving and you're helping and you're doing different things, but she wants you to go in and look at yourself and maybe write about, you know, what do you need at this time in your life and who's supporting you?
Yeah.
And I do see angels around you, and I see a lot of help around you. It feels like you're giving, and you do a lot. And she's saying, that's good, but it's time for you to step into your power, and I'm here to help you. And when you do this, I'll stop pain.
Well, that's kind of the same message I got. So you just affirmed it. I just, you know, yeah, these are real tough times right now, and change is definitely coming, and there's a lot of fear around it because it has to do with my home, and where am I going to go? What am I going to do with my cats and things like that? How am I going to help my son? So,
yeah.
And then you said something about, she said I should be writing.
Yeah, she wanted you to write, you know, write down what you need in your life. Like just take a walk, be in nature, meditate, just, you know, get quiet and let it come through you. And like I said, there's lots of angels around you. Call on them and ask you to give you that information. But the information will come through you about, you know, what's in your heart and what are the changes that you want and how do you see that happening, and just putting it out there and letting it go and allowing it to come in.
And, okay.
You know, we're going to have to go. I'm sorry it's such a short call, but if you would like to call and schedule a reading, I'd like to offer you a half an hour complimentary reading. And you can go to my website, darcypariso.com.
Okay, Darcy, I will do that right away. Thank you so much for your kind offer.
Yeah, I'd love to help you. And good luck to you, and I'll wait to hear from you.
All right, thank you. I will make that right away. Have a beautiful day. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I know that was really quick, Robin. I didn't give you a chance to weigh in.
That's okay. If she's still listening, she can call into my show next Wednesday at noon Pacific, and I'll share with her the insights that I got. That the show is on KKNW. It's called Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People, and Pets. I'm Robin Alexis, and I look forward to serving her on my show. And the website to learn more is robinalexis.com. This has been great. Thank you so much, Darcy.
Oh, thank you. And I'm not sure if we have time for another caller.
We got about 1 or 2 minutes.
Okay. What do you think, Robin? Do we have a...
Let's just see what we can do before we take it out.
Let's do it.
Okay, Tanya, you're on the show.
Hi, Tanya.
Right. Hello there. Hello. I was just hoping for just a reading on my dog, Buster and Chloe.
Your dog, and what was his name?
I've got Buster and also Chloe. I was wondering if they had any questions, I guess.
Buster and Phil?
Chloe.
Oh, Chloe. I'm sorry. I guess I'm having a little trouble
That's
hearing.
Okay.
If they have any messages for you. Okay. Well, Buster feels really happy. I think he's just happy to be on the radio for one thing. He feel like he's got this big, you know, grin on his face, like he's acknowledged. So he's very happy. He's always happy to have your attention. And Chloe feels a little like quieter and likes to be by your side and hang out with you. And she also likes to be in charge sometimes too. She's got those dualities she's showing me. And as far as messages, I'm sorry, I'm feeling kind of rushed right now. I'll see if I can, Robin, are you getting anything quickly?
I am, for some reason, I can hear them doing dog speak for a Christmas song. Roof, 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 roof. Roof, 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 roof. So something special is going to happen at Christmas. So you might want to have like special Christmas things with the dogs, because they're saying something very, very special is happening this holiday season for you. So get ready for that.
Okay, fantastic.
Well, what a great way. I'm so glad we were able to get you in, and thanks for calling. What a great way to end the show.
That was fun. Ruff, ruff, ruff. Yes. Take care.
Thanks, Tanya. And thank you to all our callers. We had a great show, and you made the show for us. And Robin, I wanted to say real quick, Robin's going to be back in 2 more weeks. It's the fourth Thursday at 2 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. And you can look at her website, my website. Would you like to give out your information, Robin?
Sure. It's robinalexis.com. And I look forward to being of service to people. And it's great to be on your show with you, Darcy.
Thank you for listening to Animal Soul Wisdom Radio, tapping into the wisdom of our animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso. Tune in monthly as Darcy shares stories and insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and ancient techniques, Darcy is here to guide you through the process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information or to listen to this show, visit darcypariso.com.